Welcome to the Staples Center here in downtown Los Angeles, California, as the Toronto Maple Leafs tangle with the LA Kings, the third stop on a four-game road trip, and it doesn't get any easier here tonight. The Kings are leaders in the Pacific Division, second in the Western Conference. Oh yeah, and the Leafs tangle with the first-place team in the Western Conference on Saturday night when they blow into St. Louis to tangle with the Blues. The opening goal, or the opening face-off of tonight's game, is brought to you by Toronto Auction Vehicles. For every need that fit every budget, you can bid on it. The Leafs will defend the goal down to our left, where it is Curtis McIlhenny, 2-2-2 lifetime against the Kings and a 2.70 goals against average in those six decisions. He's 1-0 this year with a 3.0 goals against average. Jonathan Quick is 4-3-1 lifetime against the Leafs, 2.45 in those games, but he's 7-2-1 this year and a 1.89 goals against average.
Yeah, the LA Kings coming off only their second regulation loss. That was the last game, six-game road trip.
What was their first regulation loss?
Was the second game of the six-game road trip in Toronto against the Leafs.
Here's Matthews at the side of the net, losing it. It comes in front of the goal, and a roll right through the goal crease to the far boards. Gardner gets it out, and now here's Hyman trying to slash it into the zone, and Matthews goes back to recover. He'll drop it back to the defense, and now Zaitsev on the right wing starts out. Zaitsev to center, got it ahead to Nylander. The lead forward gets it down deep into the King zone, and Doughty now turns back for LA. A pass on the wing went off the skate of Kopitar, grabbed off by Hyman, and then he just fell down. Fouling around back of the net is Nylander. Nylander trying to come in front, and his pass was intercepted. Slashed back in by the Leafs' Ron Hainsey in back of the net. Nylander after it again. Back to the point, a long shot. Deflects high in the air, and it's going to find the screen. And I would suggest that Zach Hyman might want to go and have his skate looked at, well, because he just fell down.
But then William Nylander behind the net, the same thing. Fell and had to sweep it out in front. And there are... You know, as cold as this building is, we were talking about it.
Well, we're busting up furniture and starting a fire tonight. I'll guarantee
it is.
That.
This might be Southern California, but this could be the coldest NHL building.
Yep.
And yet, the ice is always a concern with so many events that they have here.
Along the boards, into the corner, Kadri turns back, being hounded there by Alec Martinez. Puck is slashed to the line, and it is pushed out at center ice, and Michael Camilleri will play it down into the Toronto zone. Bounces in front of the net, and it is Morgan Rielly taking it to safety and getting it ahead. Kadri for the Leafs. Rolls it in, and Kapanen on the move, but had it knocked away by Jonathan Quick, and the Kings will restore it back of the net. Alec Martinez waiting there for Los Angeles to make change and plays it up on the left wing side. Muzzin gets to the red line and sends it in wide of the net. Gardner for Toronto trying to work it up the left wing boards, and he does. The pass went off a stick and it comes free. A 2-on-1 the other way. Kempe in front of the net and down to make the save is Curtis McIlhenny as he went post to post, and Toffoli is robbed coming in off the right side.
Now the Leafs turn the puck over in the middle of the ice. And back come the LA Kings as Jake Gardner. I believe it was Gardner. Was it not on the far side? Yes. And Roman Polak got caught. And this is almost a 2-on-0. Curtis McIlhenny very quick right to left. And I think this almost sneaks through the pads, but he slams it. The pads together and is able to hold on.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So he had it all the way. Well, maybe not all the way. Played around back of the net for Toronto. Up ahead for Patrick Marleau, playing center again here tonight. It bounds down into the Los Angeles end, and around back of the net goes Curtis McDermott to play it out and down the ice, and there'll be an icing charge here against the Los Angeles Kings.
Well, Toronto Maple Leafs obviously have rebuilt to the draft. Auston Matthews, the centerpiece of that. But the Los Angeles Kings sort of did it. Well, they had three top five picks. Mm-hmm. One being Braden Schenn, who has dealt with Wayne Simmonds to Philadelphia for Mike Richards. One was Drew Doughty, who is
still
a big
here.
Part here. The other defenseman named Thomas Hickey. Never played a game for the Los Angeles Kings and was picked up by the New York Islanders.
There's another blown tire, and the Leafs lose the puck in the shot and scores! Jake Gardner was going over towards the Leaf bench, and he just fell down.
Now that's the third time we've seen it already. And we're only 2.5 minutes into the opening period. Zach Hyman and William Nylander at one end. Now Jake Gardner backpedaling in his own zone. Simply falls. The Kings pick the puck up. And this is, and Roman Pollock throws it to Jake Gardner. Gardner's backing up and falls. And that allows Tanner Pearson to feed Michael Amadio, who walks in and snaps it. Locker side on Curtis McElhinney.
Wow.
Pardon me.
I mean, it's like there's sand on the ice or something. I mean, that's three players in white uniforms who have literally just fallen down without anybody around them and no pressure.
His first of the season and the first of his NHL career. Scored by
number
52, Michael
Amadio. Amadio with his first ever NHL goal, and it's 1-0 Los Angeles. Doughty around back of the net. Gets it off on the wing, and it is banked ahead and a long lead pass for Iafallo, and a shot right on is stopped, and the rebound is smothered by McElhinney, and the Leafs have given up three quality chances and are fortunate to be down just the 1-0.
And usually when you've got the backup goaltender in the second of back-to-back, you're a little more aware defensively, knowing that McElhinney's only played one other game this season, and that was the second of back-to-backs in Air Canada Center against the Detroit Red Wings after the Leafs have shut out Washington the night before.
Draw won by Los Angeles. Played around back of the Toronto net into the near corner. Kadri gets it there, and it's spun up on the wing then by Zaitsev and out at center ice. Kapanen gets to his man. Lewis unable to handle it. Now Kadri back in for Toronto, but has it knocked away, and it's around the board, swept by Muzzin up on the wing. Zaitsev pinches for Toronto to keep it alive. Into the corner goes Kadri again. They hack, whack, and slash at one another there. And finally the puck is shot out and down the ice. There'll be no icing here. Boardman being chased hard down there. Trevor Lewis comes out of the corner with the puck and centers. Unable to get a shot away was Tanner Pearson. Pearson taken to the boards. Van Riemsdyk trying to check him. Wow. And a penalty for a slash.
And Van Riemsdyk, I think, is the one that's going to go.
Yes, it is. So the penalty kill will go into effect. And the penalty kill is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners, get approved. Time of the goal. Brought to you by The Pint. Get a free order of wings every time you watch a home or away game at The Pint, your hockey headquarters at 277 Front Street West, 224.
Well,
and the Kings lead 1-0.
This is all because of a drop stick by Tanner Pearson, as Van Riemsdyk got the slash just below the hands at the top of the stick, and that's going to be enough for a Kings power play. By the way, the Leafs have only had six power plays in the last four games.
Here is Martinez playing it along the boards. Kopitar gets it back to him at the blue line. Kings on the power play. Doughty works in on the right side. Swings it back to Martinez. Here comes the shot! And it's wired over top of the net. Played along the boards. Intercepted there by Leo Komarov, but he can't get it out. And then on second effort, it is Hyman batting it into the center ice area. Kings go back to organize again and start the power play rush with a shoot in by Doughty. Bounces to the side of the net, and McElhinney drops his stick and puts the blocking glove on top of the puck to bring a stoppage of play. Amadio from Pearson is the goal scoring play, and it's 1-0 Los Angeles.
And maybe a second assist to the hockey gods.
Wow. Or some sand. Yeah. Or a coin or something. I mean, it's bizarre that in the first 3 minutes, three players with no one around them
just
would simply
drop.
Fall
yeah.
down.
That's enough to spook you the next time out, too, isn't it? You're going back behind the net to
no
pick
kidding.
The puck up.
Yeah. Swept to the line, but not out. Doughty winds and shoots. The bouncing puck off a leg went wide. Played by Michael Camilleri, back of the net, and it comes back to Doughty at the point, quickly over to Martinez. Martinez with a long shot that's wide. One of the few teams that works both defensemen back on the point. Now here's Kopitar into the corner. Gets it back again. Kopitar centering pass, stop, rebound in front of the goal. McElhinney down, centered in front, they score! Michael Camilleri gets a gift goal in front of the net. McElhinney went from post to post and stayed right with the Los Angeles forward. But when it was centered in front of the net, there was no help out there at all.
Well, and there, this is where the Leafs have got to be so much quicker. As McElhinney actually makes the initial stop, the rebound comes out. And I mean, this is a spectacular job of forcing the shooter wide, but then nobody in front to take Mike Camilleri. As the puck is actually then passed between the left skate of McElhinney and the post, thrown right back out in front. Camilleri doesn't get all of it, but enough to have it bounce over the goal line and give the Kings a 2-0 lead.
What really happened is McElhinney went with the Kings forward, Ron Hainsey started playing goal. He was stationed right in the middle of the net. Instead of taking a man, he was trying to play goal, and he really didn't need to. There's another shot, and McElhinney has kicked that aside, and the Leafs have started in neutral. Played up on the wing. Bozak can't get it out.
Los Angeles goal.
They bang in against the wall with Matt Martin in there. The puck comes free and back to the blue line again. A shot by McDermott is knocked up into the screen, and another penalty is coming here.
And who's without a stick? Jake Gardner doesn't have one. Stick, so does that mean it's an L.A. penalty?
Yes, it does. So the Maple Leafs will get the man advantage. And the power play is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. 2018s are here. Your Subaru adventure begins at your local Ontario dealer, Subaru. Confidence in motion.
Brooks Light takes the penalty for the Los Angeles Kings. Is this going to be the new dive now? Drop your stick anytime there's any flash?
Yeah. As soon as you feel it vibrate a little bit, down she goes. 5:39, the time of the penalty.
A pretty important power play for the Leafs.
Here's Nylander working down the right wing boards into the corner. The Leaf forward tries to center. It's blocked. Muzzin trying to work it back at the net. The Leafs take it back. It comes to the line, but it'll squirt out at center ice, and Gardner has to go back for it. Gardner drops for Nylander. Nylander to the right wing side for Brown. Drop pass to the point. Gardner is there. Now to Matthews on the right wing side. Leafs on the man advantage. Centering pass comes back to Matthews. They play catch with it. He and Nylander back to Gardner, and a shot wired wide, and the rebound was slashed into the corner by Muzzin, and that saved a goal. Kings on a shorthanded rush now. Carry down into the Leaf end. Trevor Lewis playing it back of the net. Nick Shore is there. Centering pass, and standing on it completely was Derek Forbert, and the Leafs are back in their own end.
Second unit now on the ice for Toronto.
Marner gets a return pass in across the line, got the shot away and just missed that far corner. Played on the backhand and out into neutral ice by Anze Kopitar. Riley going back. 43 seconds left in the power play. Drops it back for Marner. Marner with speed through the neutral zone and in. Tried to play it off on the wing and got it back to Riley. Risha coming. That went off the skate of Doughty and went just wide. Bozak in the far boards. Back to the blue line to Morgan Riley. Over to Marner. Back for Bozak. He couldn't get it in front of the net. Kadri loses it. And Kopitar has found an opening to send it out and down the ice. 2-0 Los Angeles. Michael Camilleri and Amadeo getting the goals. And the young man from Sault Ste. Marie gets his first goal in the National Hockey League. Here's Matthews in. A pass in for Nylander was picked off and set out at center ice. And out of the box came Brooks Like. Did he come out too soon?
I don't know what the call is here.
25 minor penalty interference.
Oh, interference. Wow.
The Leafs got a huge break on this. He steps out on the ice. There might have been a collision. But I guess this being the guy in the box, you're supposed to wait until the coast is clear.
Well, we've seen some people get wiped out by not knowing he was coming out of the box. So the Leafs will go back to the power play when we return. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Time of the goal brought to you by The Pint. Get a free order of wings every time you watch a home or away game at The Pint, your hockey headquarters at 277 Front Street West, 458. The time of the penalty.
And this is a bad call. I don't even there's no contact between Brooks Like and Jake Gardner. No contact at all.
Now here are the Kings, a man short, cutting in off the wing, going to the net, a shot! And that was knocked away as Brown cut in off the left wing.
The Kings had a shorthanded goal against the Leafs in Toronto's 3-2 win.
Here's Gardner up for Nylander. Through the neutral zone, lost the puck, then drops it back for Austin Matthews. He gets it in on the wing for Brown. Drop past Nylander, can't keep it in, it's out at center ice. Gardner back in his own zone, finds Nylander, and now Matthews on the wing for Brown. Back in for Austin Matthews, just out of his reach. Dragged along back of the net, pumped to the near point. Grabbed there by Nylander, down into the corner, back to the point, it comes to Gardner, to Nylander once more, top of the circle, back to Gardner, doesn't shoot it. Holds, off to Matthews on the far wall. Matthews sliding it back in front of the net, but it is intercepted and shot out and down the ice. Two penalties, one ended at 5:39, and then at 7:41, 2 seconds later, Brooks Like is back in the penalty box.
And it was the second one was a bad call.
Here's Riley into the zone, swings it around for Marner on the near boards. Back into the slot, grabbed off by Bozak. Bozak works it back to the point. Still there is Riley, back to Bozak. Looking for a man in front, and the shot went wide. Marner will trap at the near point. Sends it down low. Van Riemsdyk in. Trying to get it elevated over Quick. Playing in his 500th NHL game. And it was knocked away by his glove. Leafs get it back along the boards with Kadri. Kadri holds. Looks back for Marner. Marner steps in. Behind the back pass. Morgan Riley. Back to Marner. A pass in front of the net. Down is Quick. And it somehow goes wide into the corner. Marner's onto it again. Marner with a shot, deflects wide, the penalty expires, and now here are the Kings. Iafallo getting it out at center. Down the boards comes Brooks Like, and his long shot was well wide of the net. Leafs back in their own zone, trailing 2-0, and 0 for 2 on the power play. Chipped ahead by Toronto and into the zone, grabbed off there by Oscar Fantenberg, and played ahead at center, gobbled up by the Leafs and shot right back into Kings territory.
Leafs credited with 4 shots on goal in that power play. Shots now 9-5, favoring the Kings.
Icing call here against Los Angeles.
L.A., by the way, had struggled big time in the power play coming into this game. 21st in the National Hockey League. They were 6-for-38, Joe, coming in. But 3 of their 6 goals were in one game against the Buffalo Sabres. So it had been a struggle for them, and it's hard to imagine, especially when you got that shot of Drew Doughty on the point.
No kidding. And the faceoff wasn't done correctly. They'll do it all over again with a faceoff to the left of Jonathan Quick. .944 to go in the first period. And it is Brown winning the faceoff back to Zaitsev. He tries to send it in. It's blocked and chipped out at center ice, and 3 Kings are to center. And now a 2-on-1 break on the right wing side is whistled down offside. Leafs may have caught a bit of a break there. Nick Shore trying to break in off the right wing, and the linesman whistling the play dead, and that was Brian Pancich. Trent Norris, the other linesman, Trevor Hansen, and Chris Schnelker are the referees. It is a 2-0 Los Angeles lead. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Back here in Los Angeles, we checked into the Marriott Hotel right across the street from the
Staples Center.
Yep. And who was taking up a lot of the lobby but some celebrating Houston Astros fans. And then, of course, the team came back. The trophy was paraded around a little bit. It was quite an evening. And the first time in the history of the Astros that they have won the World Series.
And we figured they were at the same hotel, but we figured that they were probably flying back right after.
Yeah, no, hung around.
See Justin Verlander walking his dog through the lobby of the hotel.
Hey, doggy's got to go. Played out and down the ice. No icing here. Gardner going back after it. Being hounded by Lewis. Got away from him. Played it up on the wing for Kapanen. Back to Gardner. Gardner taken to the boards by Lewis. Kapanen trying to help out. The puck comes off a skate and the Leafs' Kadri carries to center. He'll throw it in from the red line. Kapanen and Leo Komarov into the forecheck. Komarov leads the NHL in hits with 50. Kapanen steals. Comes out with a shot. And it's into the chest of Quick. And held for a faceoff in the Los Angeles zone. Second game of the season for Kasperi Kapanen. As he draws into the lineup, the scratches are Josh Lebo, Dominic Moore, and Connor Carrick.
And for the Leafs, now you've got the task. You're already down two. You have the task of trying to get at least three past Jonathan Quick. Goals against average, by the way, of 1.89 and a 942 save percentage. I would say the best in the league. You know,
I would really have to struggle to find one better. Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the year, you would have said Carey Price, but he's had a very average start. In fact, poor start to the season, as has his hockey team.
And Jonathan Quick, 17 games played last year, mostly with an injury. And as any coach will tell you, you show me a good coach, I'll show you a great goaltender. And Daryl Sutter cost him his job at the end of the year.
Faceoff coming back into the LA zone after an icing call. The Leafs will embark to St. Louis tomorrow. Finish this four-game road trip against the Blues on Saturday night. And return home, and they've got a busy week ahead of them at home. Draw one by Kapanen, but he got bowled over in the faceoff circle by Brooks Leggett. Comes back to the blue line, and it bounced over the stick of Morgan Rielly and comes to center. Hainsey up on the right side for Kapanen. Left it there for Matthews. He misses a hit there from Brooks Leick as he sends it in over the line. Hyman got a bit of a run at one of the defensemen but didn't make contact. And here's the former Leaf Brooks Leick sending it down into the Toronto zone. Back along the boards, Hainsey finds Rielly, who gives it back to the veteran defenseman. And a pass going ahead at center gets to Hyman. He tries to drive in front of the net. Still has it. Leaves it there for Nylander. Nylander coming out. Back to the point. A long shot through traffic. Went wide of the goal. Kept alive by Zaitsev and sent into the corner. Around to the far side. Derek Forbert for the Kings got it up on the wing, but it's cut off by the Leafs defense. In goes Gardner, a centering pass. Off a skate, it comes back towards the blue line. Zaitsev trying to change the angle to get it through, but had it blocked, and then a steal. And here's a chance for Marlowe, trying to find Brown, but it was knocked away by the Kings defense. Zaitsev has to go back into the Toronto zone. Played it out into the neutral ice, and the Kings go back to recover there. There is 7 minutes and 8 seconds left to go here in period number one, and a 2-0 Los Angeles lead. Deflected down into the Toronto zone. McElhinney leaving it there for Roman Polak. Onto the far side for Borgman. A long lead pass deflects in off Kapanen. Side of the net. Quick leaving it there for Muzzin. Muzzin gets it free, and Iafallo comes to center ice. Whoa! What a hit there! Roman Polak stood up his man, going in front of the Leaf bench. Iafallo, and he hit the corner stanchion and went almost into the Leaf bench.
And Borgman with a pretty big hit right in behind the Leaf net.
Now here is Borgman to center. He's going to shoot it in. Gets run off the puck there by Vandenberg. And it's around back of the net. That would have been a lot worse, Mr. Ralph, if that corner glass was just the old pole from the old days. Loose puck in the center ice area. Lewis drops it back. The Kings get it off the boards into the Toronto end, where the Leafs take charge. A long lead pass trying to find Marner was out of his reach. Turns into an icing charge here against Toronto.
If I was to come up with some interrival, Jonathan Quick is who I would admire as the top in the league.
All right.
Pekarina would be up there as well.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we have this conversation, and your son David, of course, a goaltender. They play like they want to stop everything. It's not about percentages. It's not about gap control.
Spreading out.
Yeah.
Athleticism.
Well, it's actually playing where the puck is.
Well, that too.
As opposed to just trying to cover as much net as you can.
Played down into the King zone. Coming out from behind the net, Bozak looking in front of the pass, and that was knocked away as Marner couldn't get his stick on it. Played down to the Leaf blue line. Tyler Bozak had an excellent game the other night in Anaheim with this trio.
Actually played more minutes than he did the game before when he was supposedly on the second line.
Does that make any sense?
No, and had five shots on goal, which is a season high.
And an offside coming at the Toronto blue line. And it'll be brought back with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first period. And a 2-0 Los Angeles lead built on goals by Amadio and Camilleri. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Former Maple Leaf Colton Orr joins Leafs Lunch at 11:20 tomorrow morning, and Andy and Mark will give their grades of the game at 12:20 on TSN 1050. Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo and Mark Rowe from 11 till 1.
Colton Orr is still doing some pro scouting?
I think so, yeah.
Some in New York last year.
Played down into the Toronto zone, back of the net for Hainsey. His pass was gobbled up. Turning back now as Iafallo goes into the corner, sends it back to the blue line to Doughty. Doughty sends it right back from behind the net. Here's Kopitar trying to free it up. Can't. The puck comes up on the wing, pushed high into the air, and it is Matthews gaining possession and circling back into his own zone. Up ahead for Nylander. Nylander to the line, decides to shoot it in, and he'll go in there after it. Nylander to the boards, trying to force forward into a mistake, and the puck comes out into the center ice area. Gardner for Toronto. 4.5 minutes to play in the first period. 2-0 Los Angeles. A pass off a stick, down into the King's end it goes. Doughty hustling back after it, plays it to the line. Zaitsev traps, can't send it to the net, so plays it along the boards. Back of the net it goes to Van Riemsdyk. He works into the corner. Bank pass to the blue line, a shot right on. Juicy rebound in front. Oh, and it's tipped just wide as Marlowe failed to direct it into an open net.
Gunnar Brown had the puck and skates the top of the crease. And just a little backhand pass.
Pearson with a shot that stopped on the short side by McElhinney. At the blue line, Muzzin a drive, and that was deflected wide. Leo Komarov jammed to the boards. Puck is still free in the Toronto zone with a shot. Off a stick, it went wide. Into the corner, it goes side of the net. Now Gardner trying to elude Tanner Pearson, the Kitchener native, and he does. And the Leafs get it out at center. Played in now by Leo Komarov. One hand to the side of the net. Kadri coming out in front, still with it, plays it back. Borgman changes the angle with a shot, and it went wide. Rebound around the boards to the left wing side. Kept in there by Toronto. Kempe trying to get it out along the wall. Has it blocked. Here's a chance for Kadri to step right in. And he shot it wide. A rebound is fed out at center ice. Boy, you can't work your way into a better shooting position than Nazem Kadri did right there and not even get a shot on goal as it is iced by LA.
And sometimes that's what a good goaltender does to you, doesn't it? Hits it into your head, you got to make the perfect shot. And Nazem Kadri missed by about 6 inches, blocker side over the right shoulder, Jonathan Quick. Leafs have had their opportunities. At one time, shots on goal were 9-1. They've been closed now, 11-8 favoring the Kings. Fluky first goal, even a fluky second goal in the power play, I think you'd say.
So,
but the Leafs seem to have found their legs here in the latter part of the opening period.
Zaitsev trying to knock the puck down, and he has. Marner trying to find some open ice, plays it around back of the net. Down into the corner it goes, and it's played high and out and down the ice by the Kings. It won't go for icing as Zaitsev is back to take it. Nikita Zaitsev up ahead for Mitch Marner. Marner into the slot with a shot. He rang it off the goalpost. Boy, we have heard a lot of that in the last two nights, have we not?
Well, Ducks hit three in the second period against the Leafs last night.
Shore goes back into his own zone. On the near boards, McDermott for the Kings gets it ahead. And Shore plays it off on the far side. Almost turned over at the blue line there by Martinez, and the Leafs get it right back in again. Now here's a chance for Hyman coming off the sideboards with a centering pass, and it was blocked before it could get to Nylander, who was going to the net. Back come the Kings the other way. Iafallo in with a shot. The rebound is cleared into the corner. McElhinney got interfered with there as Brown went through the net. And now it is Hyman back at center for Matthews. On to Nylander's stick. Back for Matthews in on goal. And quick with the fast hands. I had to change the adjective.
Yes.
Made a good save there. And then with his quickness, was able to get the glove on top of it.
You might want to use the Danny Gallivan word rapier. Rapier-like.
Yes, rapier-like reflex action. Yes, Dick.
As not only did Austin Matthews get the redirection, he was very close to poking the rebound to the pads of Jonathan Quick. So, Leafs have been able to get back into this game from a territorial standpoint. And as we mentioned, I mean, look at the two great opportunities. Marner hits the post. Kadri walks in and rifles one over top of the net.
Draw one by the Leafs, but the shot by Polak went off a leg and went harmlessly wide. And it is flipped out into the center ice area. Quickly returned by Toronto. A pass in on the wing. Brown was lifted off his skates without a call. And it is played back into the Los Angeles zone. Forbert, with a minute 26 to go in the frame, shoots it down into the Toronto end. Borgman chopped at it, couldn't get it past Pearson. Tanner Pearson now back to the blue line to Doughty. Left wing side for Forbert, closing in, shooting, and it went high over top of the net and then off the dasher board and up into the screen and out of play with a minute 12 to go.
You're talking about Nazem Kadri having all kinds of time to walk in. Forbert gets the puck at the left point. He has to walk in, what, 15, 20 feet before firing it towards Curtis McElhinney. So the Leafs fortunate there was traffic in front to knock it up and over the glass.
So the faceoff coming in the Toronto zone.
Kings coming in. They're plus 10 now, 5 on 5. 28 goals for, 18 against. Leafs plus, well, I guess now plus 3, 35-32.
Yeah. One power play goal against, one 5-on-5. Puck at the side of the goal. Centering effort, knocked away. Rolls in towards the net. Kadri takes it to safety. Back of the goal, and he lost it. It goes back into the corner. Less than a minute to go in the period. Kadri finally getting to it, and then lost it again. A chance in front for Nick Shore. A pass in front of Kadri. Got back in time to intercept a feed from Trevor Lewis, but now he can't get it out. Puck back in the Toronto end with a pass across. Scores! Nazem Kadri gave the puck away once, twice, three times. And finally, it is Trevor Lewis making him pay for it.
Seems like for the most part, and this matters absolutely nothing, the Leafs have outworked the Kings, but have gift-wrapped three goals to Los Angeles. Nazem Kadri, behind the net first, tried to make a cute move out, lost it. Then the right wing boards, lost it. Got it back on his stick. Tried to make a move to get up the left wing boards, lost it. And this time, the two-on-one down low finds the back of the net. And the Los Angeles Kings, thanks to Trevor Lewis, now have a 3-0 lead.
Each time he lost it,
tried to make another play.
No, but the rest of the offense was blowing up through the neutral zone, expecting a fast break attempt. And then when he lost it again, they had to circle back. They never did get back into their own end to help. But
and the Kings weren't exactly hanging back with a two-goal lead.
Nope. Here they come again in the final seconds of the period. Kopitar on the wing, a shot, rebound. Oh, it's shot wide of an empty net by Andrioff. Oh my, that should have been 4-0, and he knows it. Down into the corner, and the horn will end it. What a golden opportunity that was.
Well, Kings fans will still take the 3-0 lead. Two of them absolute gifts. One bit of a strange play from behind the net on the power play that got between the pads of Curtis McElhinney. But anyway, you slice it, 15 shots for the Kings, 3 find the back of the net, 10 for the Leafs. But perhaps their best scoring opportunities were Nazem Kadri, walked in alone in the slot and fired it wide, and Mitch Marner, a couple of minutes after that, rang one off the post when he beat Jonathan Quick glove side. And if the Leafs have any chance of getting back in this, Bonesy, they can't give up another goal.
Andrioff with the chance. The Pickering native threw it wide of an empty net. But the time of the goal brought to you by The Pint. Get a free order of wings every time you watch a home or away game at The Pint. Your hockey headquarters at 277 Front Street West is 1924. Lewis with his fourth goal of the year from Shore and Camilleri. So Michael Camilleri has a two-point period, and the Kings own a 3-0 lead. We'll ship it off to Jim Chatty and Greg Gilbert in our first period intermission. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.